I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. When I was an English teacher, I used to do a lesson on the concept of identity, the many pieces that make you who you are. My students would make a long list on the board of all the different possible pieces of a person's identity. Some focused on physical aspects, height, weight, complexion, style. Others mentioned pertinent facts like birthplace, family of origin, nationality. All of these are different parts of a person's identity. But eventually, we would get deeper. What are you good at? What are your interests? What relationships are you in? Are you a father, a sister, a son? What are your beliefs? What are your values? There are many facets to your identity. Some of those facets will be more or less important to you than they are to someone else. But the more important an aspect of your identity is, the more foundational you believe it is to answering the question, "Who am I?" the closer you will hold it. If it's deep inside you, it's a place you can retreat to, and it's probably a sensitive place too. In John chapter 8, Jesus is in the midst of a conversation with a crowd in Jerusalem. The conversation spans several chapters, but at its core, it's about Jesus' identity, who he says he is, and whether or not they believe him. It's also about their identity, the people listening to him and questioning him. Jesus tells them, "Unless you believe in me, you will die in your sin." And some of them start to believe. They start to wonder if this rabbi really has power over death. Who is this man? Jesus tells them he comes from God, and he only does what God, his Father, says. But they have a hard time with this, and Jesus challenges their own identity. Here's just a glimpse of that conversation in John 8, beginning in verse 31. Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves to anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now, a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So, if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Claiming lineage to Abraham was a very important part of their identity. It was foundational to who they were. They were Abraham's descendants, children of the promise, the original covenant between God and man. They belonged to God. Jesus does not deny that they are Abraham's descendants, but when he says they are slaves to sin, this doesn't sit well with them. Then they say, "Abraham is our father." And Jesus says, "No, you are not Abraham's children." Interesting that he says they are Abraham's descendants, but they are not Abraham's children. What's the difference here between a descendant and a child? According to Jesus, it has something to do with intention and behavior. Jesus says, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do what Abraham did." Children imitate their father. Now, of course, we know that children are not always obedient. Sometimes a child wants nothing to do with their parents at all. But in this instance, the ideal picture of a child is one who wants to be like their father, one who desires to follow in their father's footsteps, and one who obeys. Their connection to Abraham was deep. It was a very important part of their identity. When Jesus pushed them, they retreated to this foundational truth: we are people of the covenant. Jesus acknowledges that they are, in fact, descendants of this promise, but he says they aren't acting like it. He's getting their attention. He's poking at a sensitive place. Jesus still does this today. He asks us if we believe in who he is, his identity, and he challenges our identity. "If you hold to my teaching, then you are my true disciples. Then you will be truly free." We construct our identities over time, from before we're old enough to speak, throughout the course of our lives. But before we retreat into the identity we've made for ourselves, let's sit with a question from the Lord. Are we truly his disciples? Rather than letting anxiety swell up within us as we try to come up with an answer, let's surrender that answer to him. "Whom the Son sets free is free indeed." Let's emphasize that facet of our identities today and trust him to keep forming us so that we are like children who desire to walk in his footsteps. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.